Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee.
All kinds of people are getting married these days. Elton John did. And weddings have become a huge business. The Wedding Report website reports that the average American wedding now costs over $25,000. And that's just for getting hitched. It doesn't include the cost of that sunny honeymoon. That kind of money attracts all kinds of ambitious entrepreneurs. These days, there's an entire wedding industry. And, of course, it also attracts all kinds of fraudsters. We've just gotten an alert from Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller on this, and here's a quick rundown of some of the more common ripoffs. Anybody can be taken by a fake wedding invitation, a sneaky kind of email spam. They may appear to come from a so-called wedding agent, but the flare-lit tip-off is that the email doesn't say who's getting married. Instead, there's a link to click for the full text of the invitation, and if you do it, your curiosity may kill not the cat, but your computer. You can get a virus or a questionnaire phishing for your personal info, or both. Brides and grooms planning for the big day have to arrange for rings, locations for the rehearsal dinner, the ceremony, and the reception, things to wear, things to eat, things to drink, photography, music, transportation, flowers, decorations, programs, invitations, tips, hairdos, and let's not even think about prenuptial agreements or psychiatric care for the parents of the bride. Scammers can pop up in every one of those decisions. Thieves pay attention to wedding announcements and crash the reception to walk off with the wedding gifts, or burglarize people's empty houses on the big day. Here's the Attorney General's tips for navigating the straits of matrimony without being boarded by pirates. Research everyone and every company before doing business, especially if you're dealing online. Get quotes from several vendors in every category. Never pay money before signing a contract, and never sign a contract before reading and understanding every word, especially refund and cancellation policies. Get times and dates for everything in writing. Watch out for hidden fees like cake cutting or champagne opening charges. Don't pay cash. Use a credit card so you'll have the best chance to dispute things later on. Try hard to avoid paying the full amount before the goods are received or the services rendered. And don't give your contact information to vendors before you commit to dealing with them, or you can find yourselves getting endless pitches for all kinds of stuff you don't want.
But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
For WFHB News and Public Affairs, I'm Richard Fish.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.